Rock and Roll Generation 1950 through 1953.
If you see tears in my eyes, don't wipe them away. They're souvenirs in disguise of a love gone astray.
Period of 1950 through 1953 was a prelude to rock and roll music. In 1950, rock and roll as it is known today didn't exist. Seeds had not even been sown. But as in any good anthology, it is important to examine the years just before the subject emerges. 1950 saw songs like American Beauty Rose, A Bushel and a Peck, Christmas in Killarney, Sunshine Cake, Sentimental Me. Most of these tunes were listenable, but few were danceable. Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think was probably the top hit of the year. In 1950, hits were just hits. No one then started thinking of keeping a chart or a hit list. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
Now, here we are, we're off and running for Christmas Eve, now for the New Year's Eve, 1970.
Shrimp hoax is a common, their sails are inside. Shrimp hoax is a common, there's dancing tonight. Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp hoax is a common, there's dancing tonight.
Shrimp hoax is a common, their sails are inside.
This small percentage was showing a projection of growth. Record store owner Leo Mintz of Cleveland, Ohio, told disc jockey Alan Freed that he felt R&B music popularity was increasing steadily.
Shouldn't I know?
In 1950, 1951, the words rock and roll came into being. Disc jockey Alan Freed decided that rock and roll more adequately described the beat and the rhythm of the music, and that those particular words did not classify the sound by race. Alan Freed presented his first rock and roll show in Cleveland. It was a sellout. 30,000 showed, 20,000 had to be turned away for lack of seats. And curious enough, the audience that attended was racially mixed. Freed saw rock and roll go over big in Cleveland, and he knew then it would happen everywhere else.
Change of love has tied my heart to you.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
Hours of your love, baby. It's 27 after 7 o'clock on Good Guys Radio WPGC. Jim Madison with the years 1950 through 1953. Once again, want to remind you, the top 100 from the Good Guys of WPGC tonight at midnight with Todd Reynolds.
Original Sound Records invites you to relive precious memories with Oldies But Goodies, volumes 1 through 10, available now on record and tape. Songs like... Nostalgic trip into the past with these and many other great hits. Don't be fooled by imitations. Insist on the gold covers reading Oldies But Goodies and the name Original Sound Records.
original sound records are on sale at all Waxy Maxy quality music locations. Les Baxter with the orchestra. This is April in Paris.
Side presenting the top 100 hits January 1st, 1971.
Heavy snow warning, 4 to 8 inches expected before ending early Friday. That's tomorrow. Lows tonight 27, highs tomorrow 35. It's still hanging in there, kind of cold. 27 WPGC degrees outside. How about a mint julep? Sort of goes nice tonight, huh? Here are the Clovers from the year 1952 on WPGC. 1952, what a year to remember. Ah, yes.
One early morning. I met a woman, started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all.
You with my troubles, but from now on I'll I'll be thinking of while I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got
you.
Six extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep.
What man in julep
was the cause of it all?
1952, R&B, it started its roots there. The Clovers, that was a black group, and they had a pretty good hit out of it. Though it did not rank in the top 50 or the top 10, it was still a very popular record. In fact, as was mentioned before, there were not really many big hit parade or surveys. But speaking of the hit parade, if you remember the Lucky Strike people, they had a hit parade program on television and on radio, too. They did sort of keep a countdown, as it were, of some of the big records of that year. And this record ranked number four is by Les Paul and Murray Ford, Vaya con Dios.
Now the hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although you're many million away. Each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
con Dios. Sounded pretty. It's Les Paul and Murray Ford. Vaya con Dios. It's number four for the year of 1953. We are in the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. This is Jim Madison on WPGC. It's 7:40 in the evening time. Drive with care everywhere. This is, the New Year's Eve. People are going to be out and sort of slashing it up a little bit. And the bad weather doesn't help things any. So by all means, take a hint from the good guys. Drive with care. You'll live a lot longer that way.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. The early songs of 1951 were classified as clean and reverent. They were done by Doris Day, Rusty Draper, Guy Mitchell, Frankie Lane, and Perry Como. R&B did a change from 51 to 53. R&B got less of the ache and pain sound and more of the danceable rhythmic beat. Primary instruments were guitar, tenor sax, and bass. the old barriers of bland musical themes were soon to come tumbling down. Groups like the Clovers, Flamingos, Royals, Midnighters, Crickets, Charms, and Pine Tappers, and individuals like Laverne Baker, Ruth Brown, Ray Charles, Ivory Joe Hunter, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, and Clive McFadder started making records with the R&B beat consistently. And sales of this type music doubled in 1953. This, then, was music that laid the foundation for rock and roll in the years 1950 through 1953. Truly historical years in the presentation of the rock and roll generation. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
To the Sonny Terry Trio. That's the story of a dangerous woman on WPGC. And believe it or not, they're still around. The harmonica, Brownie McGee guitar, and they're still around. They're making blues records, from what I understand. It's now 15 minutes before 7 o'clock on WPGC. A revised forecast. Let's check it out with Big Brother at the Bureau.
The snow accumulated 4 to 8 inches before ending early Friday, followed by partly cloudy.
Thank you, Big Brother. That's right, there's a big heavy snow warning, 4 to 8 inches. The snow emergency plans are in effect. Drive carefully. Expected to end sometime early tomorrow. Lows tonight to 27, highs tomorrow to 35. It's now 27 WPGC degrees, the rock and roll generation, the years 1950 through 1953.
Monkey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left foot.
You put your left foot in. You put your left foot out. You put your left foot in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right arm.
You put your right arm in. You put your right arm out. You put your right arm in and then you shake it all about.
arm.
You put your left arm in, you put your left arm out. You put your left arm in, and then you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right elbow.
You put your right elbow in, you put your right elbow out. You put your right elbow in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left elbow.
You put your left elbow in, you put your left elbow out. You put your left elbow in, and then you shake it all about. You put your head in, you put your head out. You put your head in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right hip.
You put your right hip in, you put your right hip out. You put your right hip in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left hip.
You put your left hip in, you put your left hip out. You put your left hip in and you shake it all about.
Whole self.
You put your whole self in, you put your whole self out. You put your whole self in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Backside.
You put your backside in, you put your backside out. You put your backside in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Hokey pokey.
You do the
hokey pokey.
That's a hokey record, I'll tell you.
Hokey pokey.
Yeah.
You do the hokey pokey. That's what it's all about.
1953 for Ray Anthony and his orchestra. There's orchestras who were still big back then doing the hokey pokey. Well, even back then, they were trying to invent dances. And, well, the music towards the year of 1953 became, more danceable. You'll notice the earlier years of 1950 through 52 were more love ballad types. Speaking of love ballads, from the year of 1951, we have a record by the late, great Nat King Cole. This is a beautiful song. It's entitled Too Young. It's 27 degrees outside. Snow emergency plans are in effect at 10 till 8 o'clock. Jim Madison on WPGC. New Year's night, December 31, in the nation's capital.
They try to tell us we're too young. Young to really be in love. They say that love's a word we've only heard, but can't begin to know. This love will last, though years may go, and then someday they may recall we were not too young. Thank you. want to know. This love will last though years may go, and then someday they may recall we were not too young at all.
Too bad such a beautiful voice is no longer with us. The late, great Nat King Cole, who in 1967 succumbed to lung cancer. That's too young. It's now 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. That ranked number three for the year of 1951. As you can see, records back then were, well, not really danceable to. More love ballads and such. It's now 7 to 8 o'clock, 27 degrees, with snow still falling in the nation's capital. Jim Madison on WPGC. 11 to 3 o'clock tonight, it's Todd Reynolds, who at midnight kicks off the top 100. Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith was his name, in the year 1950, and you see, as the records got newer, or closer to our year anyway, the records got swingier, and the word boogie came into being. Doing the boogie back then, I had, the hokey pokey, as was played a little while ago. Records got very swingy. But in the year 1952, we have a beautiful record to close out the section from 1950 through 1953 on the rock and roll generation. It's now 3 minutes. I do present to you, from the year 1952, the number one record. It's a nice record from Johnny Ray. It's entitled Cry.
If your sweetheart sends a sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to can be found behind a cloudy sky, so let your head down and go on and cry.
FM Morningside, presenting the top 100 hits, January 1st, 1971.